Fair trade is designed to help poor producers in developing countries. So the vast majority of our food in developed countries, over 70% of it is actually grown by very poor people who earn less than a dollar a day, many of them working on little plots of land that are under a hectare. We're about helping farmers to have a minimum price so that they can sell their goods for a reasonable sustainable living wage. We're about having a premium so that they can invest in their communities, in education, in water, in whatever they believe their communities need. Often they don't have potable water to begin with. Often they don't have schools and basic health care. So these are the kinds of things that really are about helping poor farmers to have a fair go and to have a reasonable, sustainable livelihood.
And I guess the thing that comes to mind really is coffee. You think fair trade, you think coffee, but it's broader than that.
It is broader than that. And in fact, if you look at a commodity like cocoa, cocoa has been famous for slave labor forever. And in fact, slavery still exists in many cocoa plantations around the world. So the work that Fairtrade has been doing in cocoa has been absolutely world class. We have gotten kids into schools and out of working on the farms. We've gotten communities that now have health care and education. And we recently brought a cocoa farmer out who has grown up at a time and when she was little, slavery was common. She now is a university educated person and hopes that her children will work on a cocoa plantation. So this is a radical change for a farming community that not that long ago was absolutely at a desperate circumstance and in desperate poverty.
And I guess, again, using the stereotype, we think of this happening on the other side of the world, in Africa, places like that. It is happening closer to home, though?
Absolutely. I mean, there are cocoa plantations. We recently, actually, it took us about 3 years, but we had our first shipment of cocoa out of Papua New Guinea. There is cocoa in Indonesia. Africa is most famous for the horrendous conditions that have been present, but there is cocoa, and there could be much more cocoa in this region. We have coffee also out of Timor, Papua New Guinea, a variety of products. So Fairtrade works with seven major commodities, but then there are over, in a company like Sainsbury's in the UK would carry over 800 SKUs of Fairtrade products. So.
And there's a survey that's just been released by Nielsen, and it shows that for the first time, I think, that more consumers than not are now saying they're willing to pay more for these products?
Well, it's really exciting, isn't it? Yes, that they are willing to pay more for ethically sourced products. And the interesting thing is in the last 3 years, this Nielsen study is done every year, it's increased by 5% every year. So 55% of people globally are more likely to choose an ethically labeled product, which is very, very exciting for us.
Given that it is roughly, you know, just over half, could you argue that essentially it's a neutral outcome, that half people are saying, well, yeah, we do care, and the other half essentially are saying, no, we don't really care?
Well, not really, because even the baby boomers and also the Generation X also are leaning more, and the trends are growing for them to choose these products. The interesting thing, though, is that the millennials, which are the kids that are aged 25 to 34, are the most dramatically interested in where their products are sourced from and in sustainable sourcing. So 51% of them are willing to pay more. 51% of them read the packages regularly, looking at what they're consuming and making sure that it meets with those standards. And 49% of them would prefer to work for a sustainable company. And that's a very interesting large percentage of the population up and coming who are very committed to a sustainable and more ethical sourced consumer it.
And one of the things I always find very interesting about these surveys is that idea of when you're sitting in front of a computer, you're clicking on a screen saying, oh, well, I want to do the right thing. I'll say yes, I'll pay more. But then you get to the supermarket shelf. Do you think there is or could be a tendency for people to say one thing but then actually act in a different way?
This is actually very, very true, and it's very consistent. But they tried to address that by having another survey that happened simultaneously to that, where they were really testing this. And I think the outcome of that was also quite reassuring in terms of the increasing demand for ethically sourced products. And I think, again, that goes back to the fact that it's easier and easier to both understand and have the knowledge about what the impacts of our choices are and to do something about it.
And the other thing we should just touch on quickly too is the geographical differences. There was a global survey, but then it was broken down into regions. What did our region show?
Well, it's interesting. In Asia, you were 64% more likely to have these issues be front and center than Europe, which had about a 40% rate. Now, in Europe, of course, it's much more commonplace for them to have ethically sourced products. So fair trade, for instance, would have 80% recognition in most of Europe, 94% recognition in some place like the UK. So for them, they sort of see that as more commonplace, whereas in Asia, I think we have more room to grow in that area.